According to the Florida Highway Patrol, the truck ran a red light at West Jordan Street and Pace Boulevard, striking the bus on the rear left side and causing it to flip over and hit a utility pole. Rob Doss is transportation director for the Escambia School District and says the accident report questions the state of the truck.
The rear tires were bald on the dump truck. It was fully loaded with red clay. Front tires were severely worn. The brakes on the truck are questionable, and not only endangering school buses and students, but motorists in general.
It was very obvious to anyone that observed the dump truck that it was in a poor state of repair.
A letter from Superintendent Malcolm Thomas seeks an investigation by FHP's Compliance Investigation Unit and the Department of Transportation into GB Green Construction Management's fleet of vehicles, maintenance program and practices, and its operator hiring policies.
And my concern is that this construction company, if they have one truck like this, do they have more? I believe we were very blessed to have all of our students and our staff that was on that bus to be able to walk away.
Thomas commended the actions of the students, first responders, and others who came to help. He singled out bus driver Harriet Collins and her reaction when she saw the dump truck bearing down on her.
The evidence, I think, is going to show that this driver at the last minute accelerated to try to clear the intersection, and that allowed the dump truck to basically collide with the rear quarter panel of the truck rather than hitting them in a solid midsection.
Collins and the students were transported to Sacred Heart, Baptist, and West Florida hospitals. Their conditions were not released. Transportation Director Rob Doss says it would have been catastrophic had those students been in a private vehicle instead of a school bus.
It is the safest vehicle on the road. The state design specifications are extraordinary with all the reflective tape requirements, rollover requirements, caging over the top, reinforced rails and side structure, and even the seats themselves, the way they're built, are designed for maximum student safety.
Of the 40,000-plus students in the Escambia School District, roughly 24,000 ride the district's fleet of 330 school buses each day. The vehicles are on the road 8 hours per day during the 9-month school year. Doss urges motorists to use extreme caution around them.
I think the first thing that a motorist should do is give yourself more time to get to work. People in a hurry tend to rationalize bad conduct, I guess, or carelessness. Slowing down is another, and anticipate the unforeseeable. You know, students squirting out from the wrong side of the bus for whatever reason, running across traffic.
Also, when approaching a school bus, watch for its flashing lights. Yellow means caution, and red lights mean stop. That's the law.
You're required to stop in either direction unless you're divided by an established median 4 feet wide. Other than that, you need to be stopped for as long as that arm and those stop signs and flashing lights are illuminated and displayed. You just have to give yourself plenty of room around the bus. There's a safety zone so that you don't get anywhere close to any student that may be getting on or off the school bus.
Failure to stop for a school bus that's loading or unloading upon conviction can mean a $100 fine. A second offense within 5 years could lead to a 90-day driver's license suspension. Failing to stop and passing on the side where kids are getting on and off doubles those penalties. The other thing to watch for, says Doss, is deployment of the 6-foot arm on the front of the vehicle.
It allows the school bus driver to see the students as they're walking in front of the bus, so they count them off the bus and they count them across the front of the bus to make sure that everyone is clear.
Along with the school buses, the drivers are geared towards student safety. The 40-hour training course they undergo is said to be extensive.
And for good reason. We're transporting really our most precious cargo. We hire fully qualified people. Once they've met the state qualifications, then we run them through our own background check. So if you've met all those prerequisites, then we'll run you through our training course. We'll observe you to make sure that we believe that you're a safe operator, but also that you're going to be good with students.
Applicants meeting those requirements are hired for an open-ended probationary period. Doss says when they're satisfied that they meet the requirements, they're hired permanently. Superintendent Malcolm Thomas says his call for an investigation of GB Green Construction has the support of Escambia County Sheriff David Morgan. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.